Minnesota, won't it?
Opinions and information for the Wahoo and Hokie Nations.
It ain't cool being no jive turkey so close to Thanksgiving.
You can reach the program by calling 866-356-ESPN.
I mean, listen, we're talking about practice. Not a game. We're talking about practice.
Or you can email the show at jerry@cvasports.com.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
Now, here's your host, Jerry Miller.
Show me the money!
We now enter hour two here on the Best in Sports Talk Radio, halfway through the Tuesday edition of the Jerry Miller Show. Thanks to ESPN and Fort Union Military Academy. Success stories begin here, Fort Union Military Academy. Tyler Hansbrough, still a relevant topic, should you choose at 866-356-ESPN, folks. Leonard Hamilton parlayed an opening at Memphis to a five-year extension in Tallahassee. He's going to be the head basketball coach at Florida State well into the next decade. To Leonard Hamilton, a basketball coach who is 60 years old, the ACC Coach of the Year, 25 wins, 10 victories in the ACC, a man who went to the NCAA tournament for the first time in a little while in Tallahassee since 1998, to be in fact. Florida State rewards Hamilton with a five-year extension. He parlays the Memphis opening, folks, into furthering his family and bettering his career financially and from a job security standpoint. For that, Leonard Hamilton, we salute you. Ed Davis has gone on record saying he will return for his sophomore season at North Carolina. Kentucky guard Jody Mix is a junior. He will declare for the NBA draft but will not hire an agent. He averaged 23.7 points for Kentucky. He scored 54 points in a victory over Tennessee in January. He will test the NBA waters, but will not hire an agent. Open phone lines at 866-356-ESPN. We'll welcome Rumor Mill to the program. Rumor Mill, thank you for the patience, sir. The show is yours.
Hey, Jerry, how you doing, buddy?
Doing well, sir.
Jerry, on Tyler Hansbrough, let me just say this. And, you know, first of all, Colin Cowherd, you know, does a great job, and he's got his opinion, just like we all have ours about Hansbrough. But the fact of the matter is, Jerry, is that Hansbrough was a very good college basketball player. And the caller before said, you know, with Wayne Ellington around you and Tywan Lawson around you, and Danny Green and Bobby Fraser, some of those guys, they're going to automatically make you better. So when you say one of the greatest college basketball players that ever lived, are we talking top 100, top 50, top 10? I mean, I would like to narrow it down and just say, where does he rank with the greatest big men of all time? And, you know, here's something you got to remember, Jerry. If we're going to declare Tyler Hansbrough, you know, probably we're saying this because he won a national championship, he got to the free throw line a lot, he was the all-time leading scorer in the ACC. Where does that leave J.J. Redick? And shouldn't we say, if we're putting Hansbrough there, shouldn't we go on and say, hey, wasn't Pistol Pete Maravich the greatest college basketball player then who ever lived?
I mean, it's hard to argue. It's very hard to argue with what you're saying. And I think J.J. Redick, without question, has to be on this short list. Without question, has to be on the short list. I think Christian Laettner, who went to four Final Fours, starting four Final Fours, has to be on the short list as well, Rumor Mill.
And Tim Duncan.
Tim Duncan's another one.
A lot of great players. I'd like for the callers, Jerry, you mentioned Duncan, you mentioned Laettner. Right there within the Atlantic Coast Conference, Jerry, who do you guys think, and I'd like to hear this to throw it out, who are the 10 greatest big men of all time? If you had to name an All-American team, and we'll consider Laettner a big man, who are the 10 greatest of all time in the Atlantic Coast Conference? And we'll see where Hansbrough comes in.
Well, let's do this, Rumor Mill. Why don't you get us going? We respect your opinion on the show. Who are some that are on your short list for big men in the conference?
Oh, Tom Burleson, NC State. Tom McMillan. Laettner would be one. Hansbrough would be one.
Tim Duncan. Ralph Sampson.
Ralph Sampson. Absolutely. Duncan. From Wake Forest, who were leaving out? Clemson didn't really have any. Virginia Tech, not really. Let's see, Maryland, we mentioned a couple. NC State, Duke, Danny Ferry wasn't really a big man, I wouldn't say. Of course, you know, I'm not going to throw Cherokee Parks in there for sure. But, you know, there's some good names to start with, and I'm leaving out a whole bunch, Jerry, that I'm sure that people will, you know, will certainly call in and add those names to the list. But, you know, I would love to hear a first and second team, all Atlantic Coast Conference big man team.
Excellent phone call. We'll go to the phones right now. You got them bleeding. Rumor Mill, thank you very much for the provocative commentary, sir. Let's get Fox Holler Who in like Flynn, and then we'll welcome Chris Coleman to the show from TechSideline.com. Fox Holler Who, some of the best big men in the ACC in your personal opinion. Rattle some off for us, sir.
Oh, well, you know, Rumor Mill just, he rattled off a, you know, a good portion of them. Of course, you had Ralph Sampson, you know, because of his presence when he came in. You know, a good big man nobody even thinks about or was brought up then was Sam Perkins, Big Smooth.
That's a great one. That's a great
that guy,
one.
I mean, you know, he was there all 4 years, and you know, he went to two straight Final Fours.
Well, and let me do this. Chris Coleman's going to join us here. What have you made of the discussion so far, sir? You called the program. What do you think?
Yeah, I want to tell you one thing. Last night, Jesse Bachman hit it right on the head, but North Carolina was Mike Tyson to Michigan State's Michael Spinks last night. They were overwhelmed when they walked in onto the floor. It's just like he said. I mean, it was Michael Spinks walking in the ring, and you could tell he was scared and he didn't know what to do.
Good phone call. I appreciate it, Fox Holler Who. Have a good afternoon, sir. We give him love and get Chris Coleman in like Flynn, managing editor, TechSideline.com. And CC, we respect your sports opinion here. Tyler Hansbrough has been a hot topic, and we've assessed the question. Why don't we start here? Is he, in your opinion, CC, one of the greatest college basketball players of all time? Or, Chris, do you say he is a product of 4 years on the job, a product of a weak college landscape, a product of not much parity in college basketball, and a product of having Taiwan Lawson, Wayne Ellington, Graydon Ginyard surrounding him for the majority of his career?
Yeah, you know, I think it's a little bit of everything. I think he's a naturally aggressive guy. You know, I think there are guys with talent out there that if they played as hard as he did, and, you know, just had his intensity level, that they could probably be just as good. But the guy's worked extremely hard. He's really expanded his game over the last few years. You know, when he came in as a freshman, he was just a low post player. That's all he could do. Now he's out there hitting jumpers and even three-pointers at times. You know, I'm not convinced he's even the best player on his team, but which is just exactly how loaded Carolina is. You know, I think, you know, Lawson was the ACC Player of the Year this year, and you can make an argument that Danny Green is the best overall player on that team. So, you know, it's, you know, his legacy is going to kind of be mixed, but, I mean, he is the ACC's all-time leading scorer, and you think about how many great players have come through the ACC through the years.
I mean, let me throw some of the names out here, and Chris, jump in here. Buck Williams, Maryland. James Worthy, North Carolina. I mean, we've mentioned Ralph Sampson from Virginia. Roddy Monroe, NC State. Anton Jamison, North Carolina. I'm throwing front court guys out there, guys. Tim Duncan's another name. Brad Daugherty, UNC, another name that immediately comes to mind. These are bona fide big men, big men. Chris, are you willing to put them in this, Hansbrough, in this echelon, despite what is seen as a very limited NBA upside?
Yeah, you know, I think you have to, just because of his numbers. You know, I mean, the guy was an amazing scorer. He was a terrific rebounder, and, you know, I mean, he did it against outstanding competition in the ACC. So, I mean, I think, you know, you have to put him up there just because of his numbers. I agree his NBA upside is limited. I don't think he's going to be a very good defender on the NBA. He's going to have to play power forward because he's not tall enough to play center. But, you know, he put up those numbers, and you have to give credit where credit's due. He got it done.
Chris Coleman is a very smart guy. He's kind enough to join us here on the program. We promise you some kind of college football, folks, here on the show. So we'll shift the attention, and we'll open up the phone lines next segment for the people that are on board now that want to talk about basketball. But let's get a little pigskin flavor out there. Randy King reported yesterday that Tyrod Taylor has fixed the hitch in his delivery. He's ditched the hitch. Are you buying it? Do you want to wait till you see it with your own two eyes, Chris?
Well, I mean, I think you've got to wait until you see him under pressure, and considering this spring, I'm sure he's in a yellow jersey. He's going to be in a yellow jersey during those scrimmages. I doubt we'll really know until he gets under pressure against Alabama on September the 5th. But, you know, I was never a guy who really cared about the hitch to begin with because you know, I think there were deeper problems with Tech's team. You know, I don't think he had no trust in his wide receivers, and that led him to hesitate, which caused a hitch in his delivery. It's not natural for him to have that hitch in his delivery. He didn't have it in high school. I just think, you know, he went from being a true freshman in 2007 with a group of senior receivers that he trusted he went into last year being the experienced guy as a true sophomore and throw into a bunch of true freshmen that you don't entirely touch. Trust, and you're hesitant on your throws. And, you know, I think that leads to things in your fundamentals, such as a hitch in your throws. So I was never all that concerned about his throwing motion. And, you know, we'll see if it's fixed. But my only concern is knowledge of the offense and how much he and those receivers have gelled together in the offseason.
You know, and I look at the wide receiving core. I mean, Danny Cole, I think, is going to be a contributor, clearly. We read a story today from King on Brandon Dillard, who's extremely fast, but he's buried on the depth chart at his position because of guys like Dyrell Roberts, who I think is going to have an impact this season. I'm very excited to see what Boykin can do. I actually go into the campaign looking at the wide receiver position in Blacksburg, and I'm kind of positive for what they have in store this season, Mr. Coleman.
Yeah, I agree. You know, it's a pretty talented group. I mean, Boykin, to me, is a Josh Morgan clone. I mean, pretty much the same size, you know, and he's like Akeem Nicks. He wears those big triple X gloves. I mean, he catches everything that comes around him. Cole is a possession receiver with speed. He runs like the fifth fastest 40 time on Virginia Tech's team. I mean, the guy has a lot of athletic ability. And then you throw in Roberts in there, who had never even played wide receiver before in his life until last season as a true freshman. But I think you've got a pretty talented group. Austin Fuller is also working in there, and has been pretty impressive this spring, or so I've heard, that they say he's got the best hands of anyone on the team. And then you've got Xavier Boyce, who played in the first three games of last season, then got hurt and took a medical redshirt. So, you know, this group is young, but they're talented. You know, Dillard, I'm not convinced he'll be able to come back from that injury, 100%. But, I mean, he ruptured his Achilles. I mean, that's even worse than a torn ACL. I'm not convinced he'll have all his speed back. I'd like to get him back as a gunner on special teams because he and Zach Luggett did excellent jobs 2 years ago as Tech's gunners.
Mr. Coleman, 45 seconds left here. If Tyrod Taylor can efficiently throw the football and connect like Facebook with this wide receiving core, what would separate a Tyrod Taylor from, say, one of the conference's best, a Russell Wilson, who was first-team All-ACC last year?
I don't think much would separate it at all except for the fact that, you know, Virginia Tech, when they're up in games, is naturally going to sit on the football. So passing numbers get held down a bit at Virginia Tech. You know, I think that's clearly obvious at this point. But as far as play on the field, as far as passing the eye test, I don't think anything would separate it. You know, Wilson had a great year last year, but I still think Tyrod has more natural talent.
Guys, the website is TechSideline.com, TechSideline.com. Chris Coleman is the managing editor. We're on it every day to prepare for this show. Mr. Coleman, thank you very much, sir.
I appreciate it, Jerry.
Good stuff from Chris Colvin. He's always very good. We're going to have open phone lines, whether you want to go back to college basketball and assess Tyler Hansborough and whether he's one of the greatest in the game or not. Rubermill had a great phone call that was driving topics. We can go spring football. It's the best in sports talk radio. It's the Jerry Miller Show.